Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale. So this is, of course, Force Thursday. Today is Thursday, February 27th. I can't believe it's March next week. Before we say hi to our co-host, I'd want to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always have a phone number or something like that that you're going to want to write down if you haven't already. And please press 1 on your phone right now if you've got any questions or comments, testimonials. We would love to hear from you. I do want to remind everyone on this show, we do have to keep it to horse questions, stories, things like that, and horses with the horse unit. And we really need to keep it more behavioral training type and stay away from the medical on this public forum. So please, we would love to hear from you, though. And I'm going to go ahead and say hello to my co-host, which, again, we're coming from spectrums of the weather today. I'm in Portland, and I've got cold. It's about 36 or so, but it's blue sky and sunny, so I'll take that. Nate's on one end of the spectrum. Hi, Nate. Are you there, Nate?
Good morning. Sorry, I had myself muted. No, I'm here, and hopefully I'm still going to be here. We got a lot of snow coming down with about an 8-mile visibility, and it's just a whiteout. It is pretty, but I'm ready for spring.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, we've got Linda.
Yes, and it's a beautiful day here, and we're headed to the boat to swim with dolphin men this morning. So we'll bring you all here with us in spirit.
Oh, Linda, I am right next to you in that water. You believe it? Oh, so I'm so jealous. But we're all coming from different. I mean, around this time of year, it's, you know, around the country, it's got all different things, and so it's important. You know, it's a good time to talk about some of the things like, you know, taking care of our Beamers, making sure that we're keeping them, you know, not too hot, not too cold. You know, with those batteries, it's really important to treat them right. And then also, you know, with our animals, with this springtime weather, we've got really cold nights and really, you know, warmer days. And so that gets hard for those transitions. So you want to, you know, you need to worry about, you know, them getting ill. So Beamer is a great way to kind of help support the body so it can help fight some of this, you know, these big transitions in weather and temperature for these outdoor animals. So please keep that in mind. Beamer is always going to be able to help support that. So, guys, so far we don't have anybody that has any questions or comments that want to chat with us. So if you guys have any stories, that would be great, what you guys are up to.
Excuse me just a second, you two. I've got to call one of our people. The lift failed, so I've got to catch up. I'll be right back to you.
Okay. Nate, where are you headed?
Actually, we're in the truck with four-wheel drive on our way to Chicago. Got a presentation there this evening. So, yeah, hopefully we have good weather and good roads. Not looking too good right now, but we'll get there. Four-wheel drive is a wonderful thing.
Perfect. You know, and I did want to talk about, you know, with our Beamers not being, you know, our Pro units and Classic units not being available, it's a really good time to focus on, you know, talking about the vet units that we still can't get and talking to people about that. And really, you know, I've talked to quite a few people that are trying to do more of that right now. and they're kind of they're really enjoying it. They're, you know, they're excited about it.
Absolutely. I mean, take advantage and make hay while the sun shines. So, I mean, we still have that available, so we might as well be talking about that. Unfortunately, we don't see a lot of stuff going on outside and being resources, at least in this part of the country. But there's still bigger, larger stables and still having all kinds of results, seeing people with some pretty significant stories starting to happen. So really a new and its capabilities and delivery, and it's just very well received out there. So yeah, take advantage of the products that we do have available, and we just keep hoping and praying for the pro unit to be released soon. And hopefully we got a manager's meeting tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get some good updates from Albert. So really don't have any details yet of where we're going to be, a class one, class two. Sounds like class two. I think that's coming with some of the slowdown for the whole process. But that'll definitely be a better move for us as a company, having that status. So just stay tuned, and hopefully we'll have some information here quickly.
All right, thanks. You know, and the people that I've talked to, that, you know, this is, you know, it's a hard thing to have for a business for you not to have a product available. But the people that I've been talking to are actually really enjoying the fact that they can kind of concentrate on the horse one, and it's almost forced them a little bit to do more with the horse, you know, where that was more just maybe a passive thing for them. And now they're really actively going out and searching. And remember, this isn't just for, you know, big barns and people with these big show horses and, you know, competitive riders and things like that. This is for just like, you know, the pro and the classic isn't just for pro athletes.
Yep.
You know, this is for the everyday rider. This is for the everyday user, just helping maintain the, you know, the health of their pets, you know, and their companions and their friends. So don't think that you have to be approaching these big, huge barns. Yeah. Go ahead, Nate.
I was just going to say, you know, one thing that's been really kind of an oxymoron in this whole situation is that, you know, now that we're not able to actually get them for the time being, but literally the sales that we have lined up, I mean, next month is going to be a bumper month. I mean, people are coming out of the woodwork, and I mean, literally myself, I have three, possibly four deals that are going to happen as soon as we have them. And it's happening across the board, I think, everywhere in the United States. So those 7,000 units that we have coming in are not going to last too long.
Absolutely. And Tiff just sent me a message that she's on. Tiff, will you be sure to press 1 so I can find you on here, so I can open your line? Because you might be lost in the bottom. There you are. All right. Hi, Tiff.
Hey, Rainey. Hey, Nate. How's everybody doing today? Sorry, I just got
Wonderful.
On. I was just a little bit late there.
No problem. We appreciate you coming on. We were just talking about how with the pro and the classic not being available, it's just great to be able to focus actually kind of on the you know, horse unit, being able to, you know, find those contacts and you know, concentrate on that. And people are actually having a lot of fun doing that. So, all right.
Yeah, that's nice. So I'm actually headed to Denver this weekend to meet with Danielle, and we're going to go to an event and also walk around to some different barns in the area and see if we can't share some more about Beamer.
Awesome. Well, we'd love to hear how that goes for you guys. And it looks like we do have a couple callers here, so let's see what they have to say for us today. We've got area code 713. Area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sandra. You know what?
Hi, Sandra.
I'd have to call you back and ask you this question. I've got a call coming in, so I'll come back in on the queue.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Our next caller is area code 717. Area code 717, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is a call from Pennsylvania. I have a horse unit, and my question was, when do we recharge the unit? Is that important when we do it? Do we let the battery go completely?
as far as the batteries. Nate, you want to take this one?
Yeah, actually, what I have done and what seems to work the best, supposedly we had an afterthought that you can charge it at any time, but for the first 3 to 4 times, let it go all the way down to the orange light and then charge it all the way back up. And make sure when you're charging it, don't stop midway. Let it charge all the way to the top. And then after that, it really doesn't matter if you go out and you do 10 or 15 sessions and you're only halfway or whatever, you can charge it back up again. But just the memory in the very beginning, I think, is most crucial. And I don't know, Rainey, if you've got any other detail other than that, but that seems to work the best.
Yeah, you know, that's what I've heard as well. I mean, it's a lithium battery, so even you could get online and see what the best, because I've actually heard a couple different things about, you know, lithium batteries and how to charge them, and that you should never let them run out, or you should let them run all the way out to train them. But, you know, it might be a good idea just to look online and just get a really good idea of somebody who knows a lot about lithium batteries and what the best way is to charge those.
Okay.
There's nothing necessarily special about the battery in the Beamer. It's a lithium battery, so how you would charge those.
Okay, I heard several different ways, and I couldn't hear Nate real well because of the background, but that was okay. But I was a little confused. I thought, well, if there's a reason not to let it, you know, go down all the way, or do we not? I just was a little curious. So, yeah, well, thank you.
Yes,
and,
so in case nobody couldn't hear Nate, it was the he was saying, you know, when you first get it, to run it completely out down to the orange lights, and then charge it completely up. And it's important not to interrupt that charge, because you're kind of getting the memory in the battery of the full charge from all the way out to all the way full. And do that, you know, 3 or 4 times. And then after that, once you've kind of trained it, after that you can, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can charge, you know, use it halfway if you're just doing several sessions, and then charge it back up. But
okay.
Again, you know, I've heard several things with lithium batteries too. So,
and
well,
I
we
do
had
know
ours.
Oh. Is you want to make sure not to use it in the cold. Leave it out
yes,
in the cold.
Yes.
It will
Thank
drain
you.
It
yeah,
really
we
cold.
Heard that. We heard that. I have it right here in my laundry room in a closet, and we take it back and forth. And, yeah, I just we have ours almost 2.5 years, so we have it for a while. But I just kind of heard two different ideas, and I thought, well, I want to know, am we doing this wrong? So, okay, we're okay on that. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
And the
Thanks
testimony
so much for
was, Okay.
Go ahead.
I just said that you want a testimony on our horse. We have a Mustang horse, and he had allergy problems. It was probably almost 1.5 years ago when we first noticed it. And, you know, it's amazing how he made a turnaround. He's doing so much better. And at first he did not like the Beamer, the unit, as I was hearing other people with their horses. He was a little, I don't know. You could tell he didn't like it. And we tried, you know, low, of course, for a while, and then maybe a little bit more. And now, I would say the last half year, he's like a normal horse now. He loves it. His head goes out, and he just loves it. So I know that Mustang's a little hard sometimes, too. Yeah, yeah. So I'll let you go. I know you're busy. Okay, thanks for your call.
No, thank you so much.
Well, and actually, if I could ask, how old is that Mustang?
Oh, he is 12 plus.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's interesting how animals are so different. You know, I would say if it was a younger one, I could see where that would happen. But
okay,
12 or so.
Well, my son, we got him as a colt, you know, and he raised him, he trained him, and he spoiled him. He's spoiled.
Oh, yeah,
he loves apples, he loves carrots, and, you know, you get out in the stall and he'll lift his front foot. Hoof because he knows he's going to get a treat if he does something to work for it.
Yeah.
He's a good horse.
Well, good. Thank you so much for the story.
Yeah, thank you. Sure. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And you know, that's an important thing to talk about, is that they're all going to kind of respond differently in the beginning. And like Nate was saying, I was expecting a young horse as well based on that story. And sometimes I do find that those young, high-energy horses, actually, if they're not
if they're kind of acting like they might not like it, or they, I'm not sure if they like it, I actually try to go to the higher one and see how they respond to that, because for some reason these young ones, these high energy ones, sometimes like those higher intensities. So sometimes I will try that too, just to see. Nate, I don't know if that's been your experience.
Yes, it has. So, I mean, that's, and you know, that whole element of watching an animal, understanding as the owner, nobody knows that animal better than yourself. And so being very observant, making sure that you watch how the animal responds is crucial. And so, yeah, I've had that also, putting some of the higher numbers, they seem to calm down. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you just never know. But so that's what's important, to have the owner or the trainer there, because you don't know that animal and you don't necessarily know their triggers, which, as we talked about on the show before, it's important for you to have the owner or the trainer putting on the beamer. So they should be right there, and you can be, you know, sure to ask them if what the indicators look like, and if does it seem like they're enjoying it, or does it seem like they're getting agitated. And there's, it's important to have that owner there to be able to watch for those things, so that you can be sure that we're doing the right things for these guys.
Yeah, you know,
right.
It brings to mind one of my distributors. So you just came on not too long ago, and I can't remember if I told this, but he said, you know, it was really funny. He has thoroughbreds, and they're usually pretty high strung. And he, at first, when he started using the beamer, towards the end, the horse would actually start pawing. And he's like, what in the world? And so then he realized it's when the beamer actually shut off. And so then he would turn it back on, just again, and lo and behold, the horse would stop. So, you know, you're going to get all kinds of results.
Yeah.
Boy, that's really
interesting.
Amazing. You know, one
I know,
thing I wanted to just mention, it's not about horses, it's about people, is I don't know if the word has gotten out yet, but in Dallas, they've opened it up now because they didn't have enough space to accommodate everybody who wanted to be in on the Thursday talks. And now they're having one big room and having like six speakers. So we'll all be in one big room on the Thursday for the teaching. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
I don't know if that announcement has been made yet, but they just did it.
I haven't heard that either, but that's really great, and I know I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to, of course, seeing all of you guys again. Well, Nate, I've never met in person, so I'm excited to see him in person, and Tiff, of course, I've never met in person either, so I'm excited to see them, but also I'm just excited to, for the event. So that's a good reminder for everyone to, guys, please look into that. It's going to be such a great event, both the convention and the training, the day before. If you haven't been to a Beamer convention, you are in for a treat. And I hear this one's going to even surpass what we're expecting. So try to find a way to get there. I promise it'll be worth it.
I'm so excited that, Rainey, we get some time together to spend with you and Nate, and it's going to be really fun.
I know. We're definitely going to have to corner off some time for all of us to just hang out.
We will.
Yes.
And maybe Dr. Will be there, like a caller.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I don't know if he's going to be here. I'll have to check with him. Yeah. I know his life is a little bit hectic right now, which is why he's not been on. I'll let him talk about it when he gets back on. But so hopefully he will be able to make it. That would be really great. We can have a full reunion.
And, you know, Nate.
And in person.
Did we lose him? Oh, no. I was just thinking back, like it's way back when, the first time that you called me about that Morgan Stallion. I think that's such a, you know, that was such an immediate change in a horse. And it was this idea that you can have a horse that is, I mean, he was just tense. Stallions are tense. Most, not all of them, that's actually not true, but many of them are. And they're high-headed and excited a lot, and be able to put that beamer on them and just relax that horse. And have any kind of tension in the body change like it did for you. Remember that? You remember that stallion?
Well, I'll never forget probably the scariest was a 3-year-old Arabian stallion, and when that horse came out, I literally told the owner, I said, "Well, you can put the Beamer on this guy." And I mean, he was geared up. Well, I tell you, it was crazy. But watching it, and that's one of those times that I wish I had the camera going, because to watch this horse come in so strung up and just prancing and dancing and just, I mean, doing everything he could. And literally within just a few minutes, watching that horse just totally calm down. And I mean, the owner bought one right then and there because of that result.
I mean, that is just so fantastic. And I mean, I love going back. The first time I ever put a horse on, a horse that just was tense, didn't trust people, but was really like, hadn't been trained to go forward from the lake because he'd been bought from Poland as a driving horse. And really not ridden that much, so he didn't know how to go forward, and he didn't have the energy to go forward. And that put that Beamer on him, the rider got on him, and she said, you know, if this wasn't my own horse, I would think that we switched horses. Because he had forward, calm energy, and that's what I love about this product so much. I mean, it's you know, we have it for things, issues, physical issues, but have it for training. It's an invaluable for safety and saving of time. And I mean, the thing is, if you've got a horse that says, oh, it takes me 30 minutes to warm this horse up before they come into a frame or they start listening. But what we're doing for 30 minutes is training the horse to be like you don't want them to be when that's what is happening. And that's what Beamer, I mean, it's an amazing training tool.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we do have a few more callers that just popped on, so let's see if we can get through a couple of these. It looks like Sandra's back. Sandra, is that you?
It is me. It is me.
Hello.
Hi, let me get you off the speakerphone. So a week or two ago, you all were talking about the advantage of presenting the equine unit to farriers. And I was wondering if you could kind of touch on that again.
Well, I'd like to address that because I was just watching one of the videos that we did when we were doing, you know, every Thursday night videos, testimonials. And it was a horse that when you had to shoot them, they had to be tranquilized. The vet had to come and actually tranquilize that horse every time and put the Beamer on him. And I have a picture of him standing ground tied with just the rope dropped and absolutely quiet. And I mean, when you look at the time, and that's one of the things that I forget who that was now. What she said, it saves her, she keeps her safe, it keeps the horse relaxed. And it saves her so much time. And then, I mean, it's just you. If you need some stories, it's what we can tell it about horses, because it's nothing physical. It's just good common sense to keep farrier and horse safe. I have to go, you guys. We're here at the dolphin boat. I've got to get my group together. We're going to be swimming with dolphins this morning, so. Have a great day and hope to see you in Dallas in May. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that. It's so great to have you. But, you know, she brought up a good point. And we talk about, you know, being able to handle the horse for the farrier. And not only that, but if it's a traumatic experience for the horse, it's only just going to get worse and worse, like, you know, every single time. Because every time it's a fight and every time it's a struggle. And so you're never kind of undoing any of that, because every time the failure comes, it renews that fear and it renews that trauma because it's a bad situation every single time. So if we can do something to interrupt that cycle and bring them kind of down into this, you know, out of that fight or flight, and they can just relax and not make it such a bad experience, then we can also help retrain
that behavior. So it's, you know, beyond all the other things that, you know, the safety of everybody, which of course is important, you know, we're also, you know, retraining the horse to kind of not go into that trauma again. So,
Nate, I'm sure you've had experience too with this.
Yeah, I was thinking of just one particular story, and I apologize for the road noise here, but I was down in Dallas at a major university and speaking with the equine people down there, and happened to have not only their veterinarian, but also their farrier, and there was two of them there. And so we were actually able to show them, I think we beamed six different horses. And so while we were there, I walked over to talk to the farrier because he went back over and started to work. And I said, so how do you think? And what do you see? And he's like, this is crazy. I said, what do you mean? And he literally picked up one of these horses' back legs and extended it horizontally all the way out, straight back. And he said, that horse would never, never do that. And he said, it is just so flexible, so compliant. And he said, it's really kind of crazy. And so I said, well, keep tabs and let me know on some of your other horses. And he came over before I was ready to leave. He said, that is amazing. He says, all of these horses have that we shoe that you actually beamered were just different horses. And it does. It makes them relaxed, compliant. And but then on the other side, you still have that whole other piece of the puzzle is that I don't know any farrier out there that isn't hurting, literally, because the positions that they put their body into, I tell you what, it's taxing, especially on your lower back. And so we've had multiple farriers that have purchased beamers, and it does. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, they're buying the horse unit for their clients, and they're buying the pro for themselves, and it makes perfect sense.
It really does. All right, and we have a few more callers. I don't think we're going to get to everyone today, but, yeah, I hope that answered your question. Yeah.
That was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thanks, Sandra. All right. Let's see here. We do have area code. Let me make sure I'm in line here. Area code 978. Area code 978. You're live on Black Talk.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, Nate. Sandra was there, and too bad I missed Linda. This is Vanessa calling you from sunny South Florida. How are you today?
Hi, Vanessa.
Hey,
wonderful.
I'm grateful for the question about the farriers because I've been now turned on to connecting with a farrier out in Wellington, and that I'm going to be hopefully get to play some of this call for. So thank you for that, because I'm trying to figure out what to push for, you know, the benefits. I kind of knew a little bit in the back of my head, but that clarified it for me very nicely. My question is,
great,
I am going to be debuting finally with a young woman who's training and working with horses at the stables at the equestrian village in Wellington. Finally, she's we've connected enough that we're going to work with her horses all day during a day of competition this Saturday from about 6:45 in the morning. I'm going to be doing free sessions for about 10 horses that are competing. So being that I already have been through Marielle's class, thank goodness, in November, and she was lovely, I have the first generation mats, and that's what I took the class on. So I'm grateful for her expertise there. What can I or should I be focusing on? Because these horses, only a couple of them have been beamered by me before, and it was not while they were competing. The rest is all new to them. I'm going to be working with the young gentleman from South America who handle the horses in the morning each time a horse goes out. What can we hope that they will experience when they go out to compete? I would say maybe calm, focus, like you're talking about. And what can I do? I'm worried about running out of battery power. I bought the dual charger, so I have that, so I can charge two things at once. I have only one cuff and the mat. So should I just be doing 1 5-minute session on these horses before they go compete, or a 5 and a 10? And I've got to try and conserve power because I know it takes a while for these things to charge back up. So
well,
I know that's probably my question right there.
Yes. Go ahead, Nate.
I was just going to say, if you have them fully charged and if you're only doing 10 or even 15 horses, you should have plenty. even if you actually did even 15-minute sessions. So you shouldn't have a problem there. But the one little caveat that I would I don't want to burst your bubble, but I never beam a horse for the first time, especially when they're competing.
Right.
I like the rider.
That was my worry.
I like the rider to know exactly how that horse is going to respond, especially maybe two or three times prior to them actually competing. Because in most cases, it does give them more energy, but they're very focused. But I've had a couple where if you don't know what time and how much time in between, some horses can still be kind of relaxed. That's not fair to a person competing on that scale of stage to just do a session and have them go out and expect a gold medal.
Exactly. I was worried about that, and I will just tell you the challenge with the people out in Wellington, in my experience, and to people who work and live out there who have told me this, is they're so damn busy all week long. They only get Monday off. Sunday night they go out and party. That's when I connect with them and have to go over there and find them because they don't even answer. This girl, Jamie, doesn't even answer texts or phone calls because she's wiped out. I said, you need to be on this Beamer. And I couldn't even get her the day that they were just, running around in the stables to just lay down on my recliner and do herself because she needs it. So I've only been able to connect with them once on an off day, like a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday when they're not really competing, where I could just work with four horses and just let them, videotape what's going on. And they responded well, when I did that. But I should probably try to figure out having a conversation with her. Maybe it's not the best idea to do it this way, if I can convince her of that. And I'm glad you're bringing this up. So, I don't know how else to approach it.
Yeah, this has always kind of been a thing that we've said is, certainly we see that a lot. We see that even the first time they get beamed, they'll go out and they'll have a really, really great run or, whatever it is, because they do get that calm focus energy. But it doesn't happen every single time, and you don't necessarily know the best setting or the best timing. Is it better to do them before they go out, or some horses might be better to do 2 hours before? So it's definitely something that, we don't usually do for the first time just because you don't know how they're going to respond. And you would hate to have the first impression of one of these
riders. The reason I don't
want to
do that
kind of a
is because she's not going to present this product to the owners of the stables unless we see good results. So I don't want to risk a bad experience in a competition when they're trying to win. And if I push this, and I'm going to take it from that tack, I guess, and say, Jamie, if your goal is, because she wants to sell this, if it's about circulation, I get it. I'd love to sell this thing. I could sell a ton of them. I don't want to ruin it for her experience and not have her become a distributor when she sees how well it works. And I also don't want her to say, I don't feel comfortable bringing it to the owners. They will buy one, but I don't want to give them a bad result on a Saturday when we could be getting good results if we just prepare better.
Okay. Right, and I feel like probably the better thing for you to do is to be able to work out a time when they're training. And, for a couple of weeks in a row or a couple of days in a row, just show up when they're training and be able to, on warm-up. And just tell her that's going to be the better thing because she's going to get an idea of how the horses respond and she's going to be able to really get a feel for what Beamer does before it's consequential, before a show.
Exactly.
I have to add something, too, if I could.
Tiff, go ahead.
So this is Tiff out here in Colorado. So I actually go to tons and tons of events, and it's just you have to kind of gauge it on the owner. I really respect what you're saying with all the different things and the dynamics. The number one scenario would be, yes, get into their barn, get in with them. For sure get, I feel like the third time is the charm. If you can get three sessions in on one particular horse within a 3-day period, That's your golden ticket. If you can do two sessions in one day, great. But you have to get three because three is the key number I have found in my experience.
That.
And that's just with what I've learned. But I always start with five and then I bump up to 10. That's my first session. They get 15 minutes total is always what I do. That works for me.
That's what I did.
But okay. And then the biggest selling point I feel like for you is because I do a lot of trainers as well. And the biggest selling point for them is it's practical, it's easy, but it's also very effective with cooling down and warming up. So it's really nice with that. So that's a big selling point for them, that it's going to cut their training in half from
what
they're currently doing. So they're exhausted by training all these horses. They're exhausted physically, mentally, but it's also going to help with all of that with the horses and themselves. So that's a big selling point for trainers as well.
Thank you for that. That's very, very good advice. I appreciate everything. I now know what my plan will be. I don't think I want to do Saturday. I'd like to try and get in there on training days. Thank you.
Unless you go out Saturday and just kind of do the horses that you've already done so that you're at least there and
that's
aware,
what I'll probably
and,
do.
And, you know,
and I want to observe, too, how they all operate.
Well, And people that see you, or the more times they see Beamer, it becomes kind of a regular thing. So just kind of be there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, everybody, and God bless. I love this program and love being part of the Beamer family. And now in my fifth year with four Beamers and hoping to at some point get the second generation. But right now we're working with version one, and I think it does more than enough for these lovely horses. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Vanessa, and good luck.
Thank you. I'll report back.
Please do. Thank you. All right. I know we're getting close on time here. We do have like three or four more callers, but I just don't think we're going to get to everyone, and I'd hate to keep everyone longer. I know we try to respect everyone's time here and keep this short to right about a half an hour or so. We lost Linda, who's booming with dolphins, and that's where my brain is actually right now. But I want to thank her for coming on and everything that she has to the show. And I just wanted to say, turn it around to everyone else. So we've got Tiff. Thanks for coming on so much, Tiff. We really appreciate you coming on. Any final words? Tiff, did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you
Sorry,
are.
Sorry,
what
was the question?
I was just saying just any final words. We're closing out the show tonight, this afternoon.
Oh, no, I think that's great. A lot of really good questions, and it's just trial and error. We're all kind of learning this as we go. I know I've done, I don't know, probably 300-400 horses just this last spring and summer, and it's just trial and error and learning what works and what doesn't work and working with the owner, because every owner and every horse is different. So just finding what works best for you in the dynamic of what you're surrounded in and how to go about presenting Beamer in a positive way and making it the most positive experience is always a good go-to, and representing the product as well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Tiff. And, you know, those are all really great, important things to think about that we're, you know, and we know this with the pro unit. I mean, every person that you put on it, you know, has responded different and likes different levels and likes different intensities for different things. And so the same thing is with our horses. And in fact, to a more extreme because their response system is so fast. So it's always important to remember. And like we talked about in the beginning, just watch the horse and listen to the horse and, you know, that's going to be your indicator on if you're doing things the right way or not. All right. Thanks, Tiff. And now, if we still have him,
thanks
for having me. I know you've been.
No, I've been muting back and forth, but I'm still here.
Oh, good.
Hey, the one thing that I would just point out is that whether you have the new one or not, the old one is still significant. And we have had all kinds of results. So never feel like you have to have the new product. I'm sure you want to get it. But, man, the results that we've had with the old one, the V2, I mean, it's just been amazing. So just get out there and help some horses.
All right. Thanks so much, Nate. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're really busy and you're heading to Chicago in bad weather. So thanks for taking the time to spend with us today. And thanks, everyone. I did want to take a second and just say it seems like everyone's been able to get through the last week or so for on Blog Talk. But if not, please try to get, you know, tell your hosts as you can get in, or if you know people that are having trouble, get in so we can make sure. But I think we're finally getting to the point where everyone has been able to get through. So I hope that's actually true. So thanks, everyone, so much for calling in and listening in. We appreciate you. And, you know, we wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for all of you. So I really great questions and comments today. We love hearing from you guys. And please call back in next week. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, we'll talk to you all next Thursday.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.